Welcome to Leanne's Voice podcast, where I give you tips and hints all about how to speak more confidently in your workplace, in your business, in your life. Ladies, let's do this together. Let's jump into the episode right now.
Okay, so have you ever been to a good speech and you thought, wow, that person really engaged with me? And do you know why? Because the best speakers are actually the greatest storytellers. I know you're probably looking at me like, Leanne, like, what are you talking about? A speaker and a storyteller? Yes, they are. If you think about really great engaging speakers, there's been so many over the time. Always my favorites, you know, the ones that come to mind. Barack Obama. I even like Michelle Obama much more than him because she just brings a little feminine kind of vibe. She reminds me of one of my sisters talking or something. Michelle Obama, they always bring their speeches are so powerful because they have a storyteller mode in it. Now, let me tell you what storyteller mode is, right? They're trying to give you a piece of information, but rather than say 1 + 1 = 2, they'll give you a scenario like, okay, when I was younger, me and my brother were playing a game and then he took away one of my peanuts. And then I was like, wow, where did the peanut go, etc. So I had one, then he gave me another one, then I had two. You're going to remember that 1 + 1 = 2 from the peanut story rather than me saying 1 + 1 = 2. So the greatest speakers like Barack, Michelle Obama, Matthew McConaughey, Oprah Winfrey, so many, whether you don't agree with their content, but the delivery is because they have such an amazing way to deliver the information. Now, even some people who may seem a bit kind of all over the place as well. There's another girl I watch, Sunny, I don't know how you say her name, Sunny Lanadizio. She's very passionate, often kind of all over the place when she's delivering her thing, but she always comes with a story and lots of power excitement. Another lady I like watching is Jasmine Starr, another, you know, this kind of Instagram marketing kind of guru type of woman. I love her because she's a Latina-based sister and she's got a lot of passion, a lot of fire. She always gives you some type of story to say, this is the why you must put in this practice, etc. So let me tell you, this is why you like to listen to certain speakers more than others, because they've mastered the skill of storytelling. And why is it that our ears and our hearts and our, you know, our connect want to listen to those type of storytellers rather than if you've ever been at uni, you've been to a speech and the person's just like, yes, and this is the policy that we want to talk about. You never want to be in those meetings at work. You never want to be in those business meetings. You know what I mean? Because, you know, like, I'm just going to be in there getting bored and I could be writing up my shopping list or something right now. So let me tell you why the best speakers actually the greatest storytellers. Let me give you the points, okay? Now, when you were little, I don't know who you were, I hope you were. I hope you probably would have been read a story at night as a child. And then when you have speeches by people who are great storytellers, it puts you back into that childlike mindset, the trust, the comfort when you'd be in your bed, your parents or your big sister, whoever would read you a good night story. And that kind of puts you into that relaxed mode. So you are receiving information or this story in a really nice, encouraging, comforting mode. Okay. Second point is that you were read a story as a child and that was in a place of comfort and I hope preferably safety as well. So you were introduced to stories, great stories, I hope, which when you hear a story, when you hear a speaker who gives their speeches a great story, it reminds you of home and it puts you in a place of safety and comfort as well. Because often you're read to as a child in a place of comfort, whether it's in mama's arms or in your bed asleep or chilling out in the Sunday afternoon, etc. Third thing, great speakers are actually the greatest storytellers because they provide you with an escapism. I mean, who don't like to go away on vacation or holiday or just escape for even 5 minutes just in meditation or whatever. Now, storytellers pull you away from where you are right now and put you into a scene. They use your own image to help enhance what it is they're saying. So they're able to use the tool of imagery, vision, visualization, and also provide this escapism for that short time that they're gonna be talking for, yeah? And that's what stories do. And if you listen to audio books, etc., you get the vibe, yeah? And as well, great speakers who are actually great storytellers, they are engaging because they keep you on a pace of a different story, a different character who comes in. So it could be someone who spoke about when they were 8, they had a best friend called Tommy. Tommy used to go out to the shops with them. Then when they were 11, they split up, etc. So great speakers provide you with an engaging story. Even the sound of their voice could be engaging, because honestly, there are people that I listen to, I don't really know exactly what they're saying, but I like the way they say things. So it's also the delivery that they provide stuff and the speed and the pace. And my last thing is that they create an excitement in you. Now, great speakers, storytellers, etc., some of the ones that I've mentioned, Matthew McConaughey is very good at this. Denzel Washington's very good at how, obviously he's a trained actor, he's going to be very good at speaking. Him as well. Sonny Lanadizio, Jasmine Saar, the way how they passionately talk about their field, etc., of marketing and Instagram and stuff, you feel like you are in the room with them. And that's what a true storyteller does. They create you, bring you into the room with them. So when they say, when I was eight, they bring you back all those years when they were eight as well. And they create that excitement by, could be the speed, the pace, the tone, whatever it is that they're saying, and it brings you along with the story. So you move with them. So those are the best speakers. If you're speaking, when you're speaking to someone at work, whether you're speaking to your children or you're trying to engage with, you're providing training online, people need to follow what you're saying with examples and with stories that are engaging. You can't just give the facts. Okay, you might be a maths professor, but even maths needs someone to give them a story, okay, around the facts. So let's just go over all of the qualities, okay? So great speakers, they remind you of home because they're doing really good engaging stories. So they remind you of home, place of safety, place of comfort, escapism. They create engagement and they create an excitement around what it is they're talking. And some of the best talkers can talk about the most boringest topics because of their skills of delivery. So if you're ever at a speech and you're hearing it's a bit, you know, you've got to think, okay, how would you do it better? How would you improve it? You know, that's what you've got to think of. And that's how you've got to really engage it. Okay. When you're going to do your next presentation or training for the group or do your next webinar, you've got to think, what stories can I put in here to engage with people? How can you ask people to imagine the scenario? That's what you've got to do. So great speakers, ladies, are the best storytellers. Okay, so I hope that one's helped you. Let me know your thoughts. Thanks so much for listening to today's podcast with tips on how to speak with more confidence in your business, job, or your whole life, really. Have you checked out the Speaking Tips 101 workshop, ladies? I talk about mindset, speaking with a strong voice and improved articulation, planning, preparation, body language, eye connection, how to stop hating the sound of your voice. If these are areas that you want to improve in, then you need to check out the course and other resources on my website, leannesvoice.com. And don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and share this episode with friends. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you on the next show.